Good evening, everybody. This is an early edition of Packard Pokeset. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. This is episode 269, the staff meeting. And I will be firing up Periscope here in just a moment. Alrighty here. Probably should have done that first, but oh well. It's one of those days where everything that can go wrong only goes half wrong. Let's see here. There we go. Trying to get my camera to flip here. There we go. Okay. Let me get a hold of... Well, Connie is not going to be joining us tonight because she is off for the week. Joe is going to be helping me with the show tonight, hopefully. All right. I'm giving a call now. While you're waiting for us to get a hold of, for me to get a hold of Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hello. I have my AC unit on. This is just a staff meeting. I did name this. We are doing this live over Periscope. I know you're not usually here. But this is episode 269, and I've named it The Nudity is an Illusion. Embrace it. So, which has absolutely nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. Now, normally we would be doing a longer show for this Friday, but since we're not doing the show on Friday, we are actually doing the show this Wednesday. As if you downloaded the last episode of Packard Pokes at, you know, you didn't bark. you would know that we are doing this show this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central Time instead of our regular Friday night edition due to my crazy ass work schedule. Okay, well, so we're gonna do basically a short show because I have to work the next day and with my new work schedule I'm gonna be working literally every day now. So this is going to be fun trying to figure out how to do all this shit.
Every day, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. My job was I was working every other day. Now I'm going to be working every day, literally. I have an additional run that just started. Will be starting tomorrow anyway. And this is something completely new for me, so I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing yet. I have some idea, but an idea and knowing are two different things. Okay, let's see here. Let me get into our Dropbox here, into the new short show. Okay, now we need to find a piece of hot news, other than Hovind being out of prison.
I listened to a bunch of news podcasts this morning.
Yeah.
But I don't remember any spectacular story. There's the new Ebola vaccine looks pretty good. They said it might have a 75 to 100%.
Yeah, but the thing is for the short show is, you know, I know you haven't been to any of the staff meetings on this yet for the short show, but it's all atheist related.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all the whole show. Just for the short show, it's everything is atheist related from beginning to end. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that should narrow it down. You know, it's got to be somewhat related. although otherwise I would have suggested this is a hot story. The group that you know, that tried to boink Planned Parenthood. By the way, as of today, they got the Senate, who is trying to push in a procedural vote on the legislation to bar federal funds for Planned Parenthood, failed in the U.S. Senate today. So, yay, they get their funding, as they should. So,
of course,
yes, but apparently people who are the group that's behind Planned Parenthood repeatedly broke the law and is currently under investigation. So that's a good thing too. These people that they think they're going to do this kind of shit and walk away with their hands clean, these people are fucking dirty as the videos that they put out. Anyway, I have this other one. This came out August 2nd. A Christian author complains about the Large Hadron Collider. I haven't read this article yet. According to this permanently smiling Christian, the Large Hadron Collider is a horrible idea because God did away with the Tower of Babel. That's his reasoning. So, let's see if I can find something in the news. Can you hear my air conditioner, Joe?
No.
Okay.
I have mine going, too. It's hot in here.
Oh, okay. No worries. This is just a staff meeting. I don't have my... Just during the regular shows, I don't have the air conditioning, and I sweat like a pig. Let's see here. I did see something about some priests earlier today. Let me see if I can find those. So how was your day, Joe?
It was good. It was busy.
Oh, that's good.
I was handed a Gideon Bible today.
I know you said that to me. It's like I couldn't believe that. Someone sent you, it's like, here's a tip, a Bible. I mean, like, yeah, that's going to put food in my mouth, and that's going to put food on my supper, on my table.
He got out of a Ziploc bag, and I could see there was a Bible in it. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy's about to give me a Bible.
Oh,
and he's like, I hope you don't mind that I offer this to you. It's part of what we do. We're the Gideons. And I hope you take this from me, and I hope you read it and study it and use it to learn the Lord's. And I was just like, oh, thank you very much. Oh. It's a nice, convenient little pocket New Testament. It's the ESV. It's the English Standard Version. I'm like flipping there. I'm like, can it be the NRV? Damn it!
Oh, jeez, yeah. Oh, hang on.
NIV is the one I prefer, actually.
Hold on a second. Sorry about that. People were complaining that they couldn't hear you, and I found out why, because the power wasn't on to the headset. We had a major storm out here the other day.
Listening to us?
Yeah, we're doing this live. This is live.
Why would anyone want to listen to us?
I don't know. I do this over Periscope. People are like, I can't hear the other person. It's like, oh, that's right. I forgot. When the power goes out, certain things get shut off, and then I forget to fucking turn them back on. So I do apologize for that. The headphone was on. It just wasn't transmitting. I do apologize. Saudi Arabia calls on the world to ban criticism of all religion.
Yeah, because Islam is not a religion.
Yeah, just because. Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's the true word. Everything else is just a religion.
Yeah. So they claim.
You often hear Christians saying the same thing. Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
You should have heard. You should have seen the conversation I was having, with the nut job I was dealing with off and on the other day. I eventually had to just keep deleting his messages because he's just like he was doing a special pleading fallacy, and I pointed it out to him. He's like, "Well, the Father gave me this special knowledge. I can tell you about it, but I can't provide you proof because he won't let me." I'm like, "Yeah,
that's
right.
That's called private evidence."
Private evidence. Okay.
It's not independently verifiable.
Yeah. Okay.
I had this feeling. I had this revelation. I had this vision. Yeah. Okay. And only you had it.
Yeah. Oh, this is from July 27th. This is a little too old. Never mind.
That was like 4 days ago.
It's still a couple days too old.
This just in from Saudi Arabia, a story you haven't heard of anywhere else.
Yeah. Let's see here. We've got, that's Huckabee talking about birth control. Private evidence. I hadn't heard that one before. Thank you. I'll have to remember that one. That's also a logical fallacy, I'm sure, right?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I first heard private evidence talked about years ago on the Atheist Experience. They talked about it. Private evidence, like it's when you have a personal vision or revelation, or or you know God is real because you feel him in your heart, and it's like, okay, that's great. Well, nobody else can feel your heart, so.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll have to remember that one, private evidence.
It's not independently verifiable, and therefore is not proof.
Okay. I kept asking him to prove it. He says, "Oh, the Father won't let me prove it." Don't expect me to believe it.
Well, the universe was created by garden pixies.
That's
and
right.
I can't prove it to you because garden pixies won't let me prove it to you. So you just have to have faith that the garden pixies are real and they created the universe.
Yeah, I told him, I said, he said, "Well, how do you think the universe got here?" I said, "Well, I think that an alien named Bob was brewing beer in his house, and it still exploded, and that created the universe. Prove me wrong."
Right. Prove it didn't happen.
Prove it didn't happen.
You can't.
Yeah. Where is this? Where the fuck is it? I just saw it earlier today. I should have. Oh, this is an old. That's an older one. It came out August 1st. There's a preacher out there. He's got a pretty big ministry, but it's a cult. He thinks he's the second coming of Jesus Christ.
And you can't prove that he's not.
Yeah.
Therefore, he is.
Let's see here. Let's see here. I just saw it here a little while ago. Oh, here we go. Pope Francis ignores calls to investigate pedophiles protector Archbishop John Myers. Let's see here. Let me see how old this is. It looks like it came out. I have no idea. It doesn't say. Let's see here. Plea comes from St. Francis, prepares his first visit to the United States in September, a trip that will take place against the backdrop of a broad, unfinished business of the molestation scandal. Crisis erupted in 2002 with the case of one pedophile priest in the Archdiocese of Boston before spreading nationwide, then engulfing the Roman Catholic Church. The advocates, who call themselves the Catholic Whistleblowers, said they will present evidence to the Vatican that Archbishop John Myers is persistently hostile towards people coming to abuse allegations and had left guilty clerics in parishes in the Newark Archdiocese and his previous post as Bishop Peoria, Illinois. Myers has repeatedly defended his record, noting that he's removed mainly guilty priests, but has been dodging many revelations about cases bungled on his watch in both states. I wish I could find a date on this. It was entered August 1st. Do you think that's a good hot story, or do you think that's a, you know, secondary story?
I found a story yesterday. A judge dismissed the atheist lawsuit seeking to remove the Ten Commandments monument in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you find the link and send it to me over Skype, please?
Filed a lawsuit who is seeking to remove the Ten Commandments in front of a school. It's in front of a school.
In front of a school?
Yeah.
It does. Well, that's not a good place for that.
No, that's an awful place for that.
Yes.
Let me see if I can figure out how to send you something over Skype.
Okay. Let me know when you've sent it so I can pull it up.
I send you something over Skype?
Okay, just look for the little thought bubble and then tap it, and then you should be able to get the chat window, and then you can send it, just paste it in there.
Nope.
Here, I'll send you a text message over Skype. Try to, anyway. Oops. I'm just going to send you a bunch of random characters. Do you see anything flashing in your... Push mouse over your face on your thing there and see if you see anything flashing. If you see it's flashing, then that's where your chat window is.
Nope.
All right, you're on Windows 10 now?
Ooh, I just found your message.
Here oh, there you go. It's just a bunch of gobbledygook. I've got the keyboard literally blocked by the thing here.
This is from a website called Christian Today, and it's going to hit you with a ad for Uber. So,
okay. I will let it load. I have an ad blocker, remember, so.
Yeah. Here's the Saudi Arabia story. It's in a news alert I got this morning.
Okay, you want to send that?
You just the one you read.
Oh, okay. The one
you said it was too old, but I got a news alert this morning.
Oh, did you? Okay. Well, you know, I could go back and look at that again.
Seeing my failings through the tears of a stranger. Ah.
Judge dismisses atheist lawsuit seeking to remove Ten Commandments. Pennsylvania judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by an atheist who is seeking to remove a Ten Commandments monument from the front of a school. In his ruling, the district judge, Terrence McVeary, said plaintiff Marie Schwab, a member of the atheist group Freedom From Religion Foundation, and her daughter lacked standing and failed to establish that they were forced to come in direct and regular and unwelcome contact with the Ten Commandments monuments on the grounds. What the hell? It's on the fucking grounds. It doesn't matter. It's that shouldn't matter. Just, well, you don't walk into it, so therefore it's okay. Okay, so I suppose if it hit us over the head, then that would be a problem then, right? Fucking A. I hope they. I hope they file a secondary lawsuit, or just.
Yeah, that was a district court judge. If I remember, I read the article like 2 seconds ago. It looked like a local district court judge.
So. Oh, that local district court judge is going to get his ruling overturned.
I think from there it goes up to
Supreme.
No. District court goes up to. Fuck.
It says they may appeal the ruling.
Yeah, I mean that's something that FFRF and ACLU definitely want to get in on.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, they're going to, I'm willing to bet you they're not going to let this go. They'll take it up.
If it's on school grounds, that's very inappropriate.
Yes. You know, the thing is, I'm willing to bet you they're willing to take it to the Supreme Court. And if nothing else, they will make them pay a fine or have it removed and pay a fine. And then they fucking won't do it again. This is highly inappropriate.
I'm surprised the school has enough money to defend something like that. Usually they just buckle when they get threatened with a lawsuit. They're like, oh, okay, our bad.
Well, sometimes it takes a couple times. I mean, there was like we talked about a story where down in Louisiana, where there's this school, they were told repeatedly by the FFRF not to proselytize the kids. They did it twice, or two or three times, and they had to pay a student over $7,000 because they were, you know, they basically said, "Fuck you, we'll do it anyway." So it doesn't, it won't surprise me that it's going to take a little while and some money. And they're going to find out this is going to cost them up out of the ass to do this.
Oh, the FFRF is directly involved in this.
Yes, I saw that on there.
They said it may appeal the ruling. Yeah. Of course they will.
Of course they will. There was another story here I'm trying to find. Oh, this one came up yesterday. The Pope says the Quran is a book of peace and Islam is a peaceful religion. Did he actually read it?
Who said that?
The Pope. Pope Francis says the Quran is a book of peace and Islam is a peaceful religion. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's peaceful if you're, if you're not an infidel.
Yeah, if you're not an infidel, yeah, like us. Wait a minute. No, the Pope Francis did not call the Quran a book of prophet of peace. Oh, this is from Patheos. Okay. Never mind. Apparently this was it was already debunked.
Sustainable indulgence.
Oh, no, this is, okay. See, the link here is from, it's from the dailymail.com.uk, .co.uk. There's a video here. Oh, it's just a video. So, yeah. No, I have no date, no idea what the date is on this. But Pathia said, has a back all the way back from December 2014. So, no, this story is, it's old and it's bogus. So,
how many stories we got to come up with?
We got to come up with a hot story. Do you want to do a logical fallacy game?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do a logical fallacy game. And then we need a piece of current news. Just something that, you know, it's not real hot, but it's something worth talking about. And
the Ebola virus looks promising.
Again, it has to be atheist related, yeah. And then we have to come up with a Dear Mr. Priestley skit, and then record it so it's previously recorded. Okay, all right. Let me. Oh, here we go. Catholic priest accused of molesting young boys moved on by church. Was never arrested.
Great.
Yeah. Let me see the date on this. See if it's what the age of this thing is. Oh, forget it. February 18th, 2015. Too old. Way too old. Way too old. Why don't people share stuff that's fucking current? They don't. Fucking people that are sharing shit from like 10,000 fucking years ago. Jesus Christ. There's this other one here. I'm going to check it out here before I mention it because I don't want to.
The best is when celebrities die for real, yeah. And then like a year later they die all over again.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh no, Ernest Borgnine, no. And it's like, he died years ago. Huh? What?
Yeah. Or like you talked about, like you're at the movie, they're like, Rob, how did they get Robin Williams to do that? I thought he was dead. He's like, yeah, he did this thing called Previously Recorded. Because there's a new video movie coming out that he was in just before he died. I just saw the trailer for it.
His last movie?
Yeah, his last movie. Yeah.
He already died, right?
Yeah, he died like last year or early this year. Speaking of movies. Did you get my text on this new Christian propaganda film coming out?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they keep making them.
It's by the same people who came up with Fireproof. Yeah.
And nobody goes to see those movies. Like every time you hear, like, because a lot of them get reviewed by atheist podcasts. And they always say, like, you know, when they went to see it in the theater, they're the only ones there.
Really?
Like, nobody goes to see these movies. I don't know how they're getting away with this movie after movie after movie. It's like they're independently funded or something.
You know, the thing is, the Christian churches, like these mega churches and whatnot, deep pockets because they've been fleecing the flock for years and years and years and years.
Yeah. Plus, I imagine if you're in like a real churchy town, yep. They must bring people in by the busload. Like, let's go fill the theater, guys.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. God damn it! I wish I could find something that's fucking useful tonight. Let's see here. Jesus Christ. That's from February. Let me check my other Facebook page because I get sometimes different. I get different results. Between my two different Facebook accounts here.
Between your real one and your less fake one?
Yeah. You know what the funny thing is? My real one gets friend requests like. All the time. I mean, like right now, I haven't touched it in like, I don't know, a couple weeks. I've got 18 new friend requests, and Packard one. I do that one like a couple times a week, and no, I had one friend request in like the last month, and this one I had in just in the last couple weeks. I did the. I have 18 on my own personal one. I'm getting messages from Facebook about shit I posted, so. Let's see here. Let's see here. Well, this is interesting. I just got one posted. Some right winger apparently had friended me, and I didn't realize it. You know, he says, "Are you aware of Progressive Insurance is owned by Peter Lewis, who donates millions to the ACLU and the Democratic Party, MoveOn.org, and is close friends with leftist George Soros?" Okay, great. That means I made the right decision to go with this insurance company. Just saying. let's see here. I am not finding anything. It's so early in the week. It's so... Sometimes we go through this and we're literally inundated with stories left and right. And tonight it's just one of those situations where it's like you're digging through underneath every rock and stone to look for a drop of water.
A less hot story could be the Saudi Arabia one.
The one with the we were just talking about a little while ago?
Yeah.
Okay, I just gotta find it again.
Here's one.
Let me see if I can.
The ACLU sues a teacher for trying to shame an atheist child into. Oh, this is satire. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. Google is telling me what's satire now. That's impressive. It's telling me this is a blog, this is satire. Wow.
Really?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, well, that's...
Finally! Jesus Christ.
I know, right?
How many times do we have to, like, freaking debunk stupid shit on the internet because...
Actually, you know what? That would probably be a good second story. Try to find it here. Just beyond the... No. Where is it? Where is it? Sorry, every time I hear, when I say where is it, I keep going back to Doom. Or not Doom, Duke Nukem.
Hmm.
Because you look around or something, and he goes, where is it? So.
Did we talk about the Boy Scouts lifting the ban on gay leaders and all that?
No. Well, that's not really atheist related, though. That's
well, Pantheos has an article about how, yeah, it's great they lifted the ban on gay leaders, but they still ban openly atheist scouts.
Yeah, I know.
So there's a tie-in.
Sort of a tie-in, yeah.
Sort of a tie-in.
Sort of a tie-in. I'm very particular about the stories.
They're discriminating against atheists. That's
it's,
not an atheist
story. I know it's still discriminatory. I know it is. It's, God damn, where the hell is this story? Fuck it. Beyond Bernie Sanders. The Spoon. Oh, there it is. Here we go. Got it. Or sort of, I guess. I don't know. What the hell? Come on. There we go. This is from the page called The Clarion Project. It's from July 27th. It's literally a week old, though.
Fox News, Ainsley Earhart. Crap. Got an ad. Here we go.
Oh, here's one. No, no, that's... Never mind. That's, well, maybe. Let's see here. July 31st. Iowa couple plans 1,000 angry anti-gay billboards.
Okay. They have a they have money for 1,000 billboards?
Apparently.
They cost about $500 to $1,000 each, depending about 5,000 on the location.
Yeah, about 5,000, 5,000 or more, actually.
Well, it depends on the location. I mean,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like the ones that are in Times Square cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, absolutely. Betty and Dick Ordegard, former owners of an anti-gay wedding venue, have already unveiled their first sign in Oklahoma. They plan on raising money to post more. After being told they could no longer discriminate against same-sex couples, the owners of the Iowa's Gortz Haas Gallery, which features a restaurant, flower shop, and wedding venue, took action. First, Betty and Dick Ortgard stopped offering all weddings so they could avoid same-sex couples. The couple was defended by none other than President candidate Ted Cruz, who misrepresented their supposed plight. Then, when their business tanked following a lawsuit by a same-sex couple, they launched a ministry to push their anti-gay mission. See, this is the kind of story I'm talking about here. You know, even though they're using religious bigotry, you know. The Ordegards began God's ordained design ministry as a 501c3 organization, meaning it's exempt from taxes. Oh, that's great. They another one bilking the public for with no taxes. The ministry aims to defend traditional marriage plans to place 1,000 similar signs across the nation. The billboard, which is 14 feet by 48 feet, went up recently in Durant, Oklahoma, and it quotes God as saying marriage is between one man and one woman. Apparently, they've never actually read their Bible, you know.
Well, one man and his 300 concubines.
Yeah, or his 700 wives. I mean, I could never understand that. You know, I mean, it's at that after the first 10, it's a status symbol. After the first 200, you're just showing off. After the first 600, you've just lost track. You need an accountant to keep track of who's who because you're never going to sleep with all of them. Even if you brought them in lifts, you're just doing that from day in and day out, not doing anything else. There's no way. There is no way you could do all those women. No way. And maybe if you did, even if you did like two or three of them at a time, there's no way you could do all three of them, all 700 women at once.
No. I mean, that's more than one a day for a year.
Yeah. That's like if you wanted to get through all 700 of them, you'd have to do, I don't know, four or five of them a day, every day for a year. And that's just to go through them just once, you know, and then they'd have to wait their turn for another year before they got back to them. What woman's going to stick around waiting for that shit, you know? Talk about sloppy seconds. The primary objective of our mission or these billboards is to spark drive time epiphanies. Betty Ortgard told The Blaze, in other words, to remind the faithful of the truth. No, you're reminding everybody that you're a fucking bigot. That's what they're reminding everybody of. You know, in the sign here, I'm going to describe the sign here. It says, marriage equals one man plus one woman. Please, I need your help with this. God. If God is all powerful, why does he need help? Apparently God is on vacation. Or he's like, oh, I hurt my pinky toe. And I got a headache in my big toe and I can't move anything. So you guys gotta take this on for me, okay guys? Alright, thanks. I'll be over here behind Platter and Saturn and you know, sitting back and masturbating while you guys all do this. Yeah. So there's this. This is a possible. I think this is a possible story. Let's see here. What is this one here? Ugh. Just a picture. Can't get anything out of it.
I did a news search for separation of church and state, and I'm finding a lot of articles where they're flipping out about gay marriage, and they're like, the left wants the end of separation of church and state by forcing churches to marry gay people. That's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. And they shouldn't. They shouldn't. And they shouldn't force them. I don't know. It says liberals are doing this. I don't know. If they are, they're wrong.
A church is different than a private business.
Right.
Covered by the Civil Rights Amendment.
Right. The thing is, if we're going to end the end of church and state law, then they fucking start paying taxes. And then that's all I care about. Anything else beyond that, I don't give a shit. They already stick their nose into politics as is, you know, so. Oh, wait a minute. I was looking back through my other timeline here. Sorry. Let's see here. Oh, okay. That's funny. I think I'm gonna share that because that's kind of funny. Now there's this story here. I don't know. It's from Addicting Info, May 17th. Forget it. Too old. Never mind. Never mind. Let's see here. Oh, I just realized this. Shit. Hang on. I just remembered. I don't know why I didn't remember this. Fuck, I'll have to send it to you over Facebook. You got your Facebook open?
Nope.
Okay. All right, hold on a minute. I just remembered this story. I just remembered this. Okay, there was a gay pride parade over in Israel. This fundamentalist Jew, who was supposed to be locked away for 12 years, he served 8 years. He got out and he went to a gay pride parade, and they got pictures of him literally stabbing somebody in the right in the back. A 6-year-old gay pride marcher just died from the stab wounds.
I think she was a teenager.
Yeah.
I heard about that. Yeah, it was on the cover of the newspapers and stuff.
Yeah, it just came out.
Awful.
Yeah, it just got updated today. At 1:24 p.m., the 16-year-old died. Let's see. One of the marchers stabbed at Jerusalem's gay pride parade last week died. Police and health officials in Jerusalem said Sunday. Shirker Barki was one of 6 people stabbed. Hold on, there's going to be a video playing. By the way, did YouTube changed the way they did their video play looks now? What the hell? I told you to stop. Pause. What part of pause didn't you understand, computer? Shiriki Banki was one of 6 people stabbed Thursday by an attacker named by police as Yashiri Shishishal. An Orthodox Jew was released from prison just weeks ago after serving 10 years for stabbing marchers at a 2005 gay pride parade in Jerusalem. The repeated attacker stabbed six at the Jerusalem gay pride parade. He was arrested immediately after the attack, according to Israel police spokeswoman Luba Semerai. He killed a teen in Jerusalem gay pride parade stabbing, and the teen that was killed is to be laid to rest. Sharia was murdered because she bravely supported the principle that each one can live their life in honor and security. Netanyahu said in a statement, "We will not allow this despicable killer to undermine the core values of that Israel society is based upon. We contemptuously denounce his actions and hate and violence. We will do everything in our power to bring this killer to face justice." What do you think about that story? I think that's a pretty good one.
Okay.
All right. I will send you. All right. Here, I'll tell you what. Do you? Shit. Connie usually takes all the notes here, so this is.
Notes?
Notes, yeah, imagine that. We take notes.
I'm watching YouTube. Leave me alone.
Yeah, Connie's usually the one taking notes and putting the links in the Dropbox. She's pretty good about that stuff. Can't do everything from start to finish. I mean, god damn, I'm recording and posting and recording more and posting more. Okay.
It takes three licks before you bite into the Tootsie Roll Center, destroying all empirical data.
Nice. Yeah, I know my Dropbox is almost full. I gotta
delete some shit.
Yeah, I gotta go in there and clear out some shit. I just cleared out a whole shitload of stuff, and it's like, okay, you got 2 gigs. Oh, no, not anymore. Let's see. Oh, by the way, not this next week, but the following week, we have the Preaching Atheist as a guest for the show.
Cool.
Yeah, and then I was talking with Bionic Dance, and she has agreed to come back on the show for a Let's Talk segment at some point in the future.
Nice.
Yeah. See, when you're good to your guests, they come back.
Then why the hell do they keep coming back?
I don't know. I can never figure that out. What is the date for Friday, please?
I think it's the 7th.
7th?
I think.
Can you check, please?
You want me to actually do things? It's the 7th.
Yeah. Yes, I actually want you to do things. Oh, which reminds me, I need to get my rent check in. Come on, scroll, scroll, scroll. Not that far. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. No, we're doing this on Wednesday. Since we're doing this on Wednesday, that'll be the 5th. So it'll be the 5th. We're not doing this on Friday. Never mind. What am I thinking? All right. Okay. Oh, shit, I lost a story here. Where is it? Ah, here it is.
Everybody's talking about that stupid hitchhiking robot.
I saw that myself. I was thinking about it myself.
Yeah. It's tragic. You cried, right?
I did a little bit. It just goes to show, you know, that this is why we can't have nice things. That little poor hitchhiking robot. I would have picked it up if I was out that way. I would have like, oh, that's kind of cute. Okay. All right. Okay, we've got that story. Now we've got to find what we're going to talk about for the current news. Joe?
Huh?
The current news, did you want to talk about the Iowa couple that plans 1,000 anti-gay billboards?
I thought you found a good story.
Well, I was. That's what I'm asking you. Do you want to do that one, or do you want to do Mr. Saudi Arabia with the bad, with the, it looks like he put a tablecloth over his head. It looks like he's wearing a tablecloth. Have you ever gone to the South, Joe, and you see those brightly colored red and white tablecloths? They're all like little patterns.
Like checkered.
Yeah, kind of checkered pattern. That's what this guy's wearing. He's wearing a tablecloth.
Okay. What's that story about?
That's Saudi Arabia calls on the world to ban criticism of religion.
Criticism of religion.
Yeah,
I thought they were calling for a ban on religion.
No, they're criticizing of religion. He wants to ban all criticism of religion. At the July 25th symposium, a media coverage of religious symbols in international
law. All religion or just Islam?
All of them, it says here. he said he made it clear for that freedom of expression without limits or restriction would lead to violation and abuse of religious and ideological rights. This requires everyone to intensify efforts to criminalize insulting heavenly religions, prophets, holy books, religious symbols, and places of worship. He argued these steps must be taken to prevent intolerance. Basically, what Saudi Arabia is effectively arguing for is global blasphemy law, immunizing Islam from criticism. Islamist extremists have long sought to prevent all depictions of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, whether drawn by Muhammad or non-Muslim, through violence. See, basically, he wants to suppress freedom of speech.
Yeah, that one might be fun to talk about.
Okay. All right. All right, let me drop that one in the next story then. Oh, that's right. Shit, we're doing a short show, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. I think I moved the file in the wrong location then. Oops. That was the 5th, right? Yeah. Now I gotta check that folder, see if I didn't put it in the wrong location. Oops. Yeah, I did. I put it in the wrong folder. I'm an idiot.
Don't.
Ow! All right, here. Let's see here. There we go. Okay. Now it's in the proper folder. There we go. Okay. We have the logical fallacy, the current news. Now we just got to come up with a Mr. Priestley. Skit based on these stories here.
I heard Michelle Bachmann was jumping into the race.
Really?
Yeah. I just found a 2016 GOP scorecard, and it has pictures of all of them.
Yeah.
With their names underneath, but the picture for Huckabee is the clown from It. And the picture for Walker is a horse's ass. And the picture for Santorum is a box of rocks.
Nice.
But the pictures for everybody else is real.
There you go. That's the GOP in a nutshell right there.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I should grab this and send it to you.
Yes. Do that. The next thing here, now we need to do, I know you probably have never, you've never done this with me. We got to come up with a new character for you.
Oh, I've done it with you many times.
Not that, Joe. Not that. I'm talking about doing the build up for the Mr. Priestley segment.
Okay.
All right. We build off the stories, and we try to we get somebody who usually writes in, quote unquote, and then we have
all those letters are real, just like Pat Robertson's.
And someone writes in, and then Mr. Priestley responds. But we got to come up with a character name for you. Do you want to do the reading, or do you want to do something completely a little different with this?
Wait, I read the letter.
Yeah, you read the letter, and then I do. I'm Mr. Priestley, so I go and do the response.
Okay.
Okay. But we got to come up with a name for you because we have Mrs. Beulah.
I'm Elvis Priestley.
You're who? Elvis Priestley?
Yes.
Elvis Priestley.
I could be Dick House Nixon.
Dick House Nixon. Okay. Well, Dick, what do you got for me tonight?
And we could mash it up and be Elvis Dick House.
Elvis Dick House. Well, Elvis, what have you got for me tonight? No, I don't think they. We're trying to keep this. We're trying to parody Pat Robertson a little bit here. So we got it. We got to. I'm trying to stay within that realm.
I could be
what?
I could be Joel unseen.
Joel, I like it. I got it. I like it. Joel unseen. Okay.
I could try and do like a Joel Osteen impression.
There you go.
I'll watch a Mr.
I'll just call. How about we do? I'll call you Mr. Joel. Mr. Joel. Because it's I gotta address you as Mr. or you know I can't address you as Miss obviously. Mr. Joel, I'll call you Mr. Joel.
Okay.
Mr. Joel, this is your line.
This is Joel Osteen.
Mr. Joel.
Joel Osteen. And let me tell you, if you think about that person at work that's been talking about you, you gotta put that away. You can't think about it. Because there's going to be people in life that are going to talk about you. But you got to think about the positive. You got to think about scripture.
You're trying to show up Mr. Priestley, aren't you?
Maybe I should save this character for the rival podcast.
Yeah.
Or I'll just take him with me when I slam the door.
We'll just go with Mr. Joel for right now. We'll just say Mrs. Beulah's on vacation. Mrs. Beulah's on vacation and joining us tonight, Mr. Joel.
She's off staying with her aunt.
She's off staying with her aunt.
For 8.5 to 9 months, but then she'll return to us.
Well, more likely she's going to be back the following week, so.
Oh, wait, she's Mrs., not Miss. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so. It's Ms., actually. We just go by Ms. Beulah.
She's taking her daughter to her aunt's house.
Yes. Mr. Joel, your reading is, let's build something off the two stories we've got for the religious stuff there. Because we got to back this up. I want to back it up biblically, you know.
We should quote 3 Corinthians from the Croatian Bible.
Okay. Well, when we get that far, we got to build a story first. Okay. We don't put the cart before the horse. All right. Kind of had all the states that we've been doing.
Well, the Bible verse doesn't have to match what we're talking about.
Well, it kind of does to a point because we're trying to parody Pat Robertson a little bit here. You know,
he doesn't match him up. Why do we? Have
I know. Well, that's because he's old and he's fucking retarded. And Mr. Priestley is an evil fuck, and we're trying to showcase that. Okay, Mr. Joel, let's see you. This is where you would read, dear Mr. Let's see. All right. I will start out with saying, what do we have tonight, Mr. Joel? And then you'll read out, dear Mr. Priestley.
My son is in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, I want to keep this closer to the stories that we're actually covering. Because when we did, you know, remember the story we did, the Mr. Priestley we did the other last week or the prior week when we were talking about tithing and the giving the money. See that we covered that in the staff meeting, but since we didn't cover it in the story, it just kind of sat there and nobody understood what we were talking about. So okay. I want to keep it the story within the realm of what we're talking about with these two stories here.
So my son is in the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
And he agrees with Saudi Arabia that religion should not be criticized. However, like a good Christian, he feels the need to criticize Islam.
I
don't know how to bring that around.
I do like the Boy Scouts angle here.
What does the Boy Scouts have to do with anything?
I do know. Here, hang on. my son is in the Boy Scouts, and
I think they should kick him out for being gay, but now they don't do that no more.
Oh, hold on a second. My son is in the Boy Scouts, and they just... No. Shit. Damn it. This is going to be a little more difficult.
I was just joking with the Boy Scout things.
No, I mean, no, I know, but it sometimes it's a good place to start, you know?
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start.
I'm trying to figure something out here. Let me look at what we got for... We got the stabbing in Jerusalem. We got the Saudi Arabia criticism religion. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to do this instead. Go this route. I'm gonna remove the Boy Scouts part. My son is...
currently living in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
I should just stop interjecting ideas and let your creative...
No, that's how I get my ideas. The Connie would interject certain things and then we would build back and forth. I have no idea how to spell fucking Saudi Arabia.
Saudi.
Yeah, there
space
we go. I got
A-R.
I got it. I just had to go to the webpage and grab it from there. My son is currently in Saudi Arabia. And he is... I want to put something in there where he's being threatened with death, you know, because it'll fall underneath the second story where the persecution of the religions and everything. I want to put that mix that in there somewhere. My son is currently in Saudi Arabia, and he is. I don't want to say he's on tour because the military is real spiffy. Specific about shit, you know? And I'm not going to... I don't want to go that route. On vacation. He's on vacation. All right, now I just changed this a little bit. I said, my son is currently on vacation in Saudi Arabia, and he... got to help me out here a little bit, Joe.
Okay.
All right, this is what I've got so far. My son is currently on vacation in Saudi Arabia, and he... What? Something. We have to have something that happened that's going to cause a stink. I want to go with this, you know, something that's...
I don't know. If you cause a stink in Saudi Arabia, they'll cut your head off.
Right, I know. That's what I'm saying. This doesn't make good for good podcasting, Joe, if we're have a lot of dead air.
That's why the staff meeting shouldn't be broadcast.
Well, I'm recording it. It's going into a podcast and it's going out. That's why I'm also broadcasting too. So, because we record these and they go out as a separate podcast, or a separate show, rather. My son is currently on vacation in Saudi Arabia, and he... made fun of one of the mosques there. They're called mosques, right?
If you go to Saudi Arabia and do something like that, you're just being a dick.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Okay. we're trying to build a story here, and we'll figure this all out as we go, and then we're just gonna get a baseline story, and then we'll fix it and do whatever we have to at the point. Made fun of one of the mosques. How do you spell that? M-O-S-S?
M-O-S-Q-U-E, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Made fun of one of the mosques, and was overheard by one of the...
What do they call the...
clerics.
No, they're like the morality police or something.
Oh, the morality there. Police. There you go.
What is that what they're called, though?
Yeah, they're called morality police. Excuse me. I got morality police for some reason.
I got morality police are in Iran.
Yeah, let's make sure that's where I think they do have morality police in Saudi Arabia. Can you double check that?
Yeah, I'm looking up. Yeah, they're in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Activities by country.
Okay. He was overheard by one...
In Saudi Arabia, they're called the Committee for the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice.
Oh. Why don't we just call them morality police, just to keep it simple? Because these people are... the people who write into these
they're also called the Mutaween.
The Mutaween? Is that anywhere near Tatooine? I'm just saying.
It's Mutaween. Mutaween.
All right. The Mutaween police. All right. Spell it one more time.
Mutaween.
Mutaween?
Yep.
All right.
It consists of more than 3,500 officers in addition to thousands of volunteers, often accompanied by police escort. They have the power to arrest unrelated males and females caught socializing, anyone engaging in homosexual behavior or prostitution. They enforce Islamic dress codes, store closures during prayer time. They enforce Muslim dietary laws, prohibit the consumption or sale of alcoholic beverages and pork, seize banned consumer products, and media regarded as anti-Islamic, such as CDs, DVDs of Western musical groups, television shows, and film which has material contrary to Sharia law or Islam itself. Additionally, they actively prevent the practice of proselytizing of other religions in Saudi Arabia, where they are banned.
Okay. All right. What's that, Joe? You kind of cut out at the last minute there.
They stop people from proselytizing.
Right. Is Mutaween, is that a capitalized M on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be sure. Oops. M-T-A, right?
It's M-U-T-A.
Oh, M-U-T-A. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. M-U-T-A-W-E-E-N. Okay. He was overheard by one of the Matuin police there, and he was charged with blasphemy.
Blasphemy and proselytizing.
Well, just leave it. We'll just leave it at blasphemy. We won't. We get that. We won't get it. He's just making fun. He's not. You know, he wasn't over there. You know, wasn't proselytizing. He was just making fun, and that they consider that blasphemy. So, my son was on vacation in Saudi Arabia, and he's made fun of one of the mosques. He was overheard by one of the Matuin police there. And was charged with blasphemy. What can I do to help him? Signed. No, sincerely. Now this is where we come up with the wacky name. I have to go through what states we've covered. Let's see, we have Utah, Texas, Indiana, California, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Tennessee, North Carolina, that's it. What would be a good title for this guy's? His handle. You know what? Sometimes they don't use their real names. They use a fake name or whatever. And, you know, like the. All right. Let me give you an example, Joe, okay?
Okay.
Like, for the first one we did was Horny in Utah, Taunted in Texas, Inquiring in Indiana, Confused in California. Play Nice in Pennsylvania, Lost in Louisiana, and Tested in Tennessee. Oh, and Negative Balance in North Carolina. You see where I'm going with that? Based on the story, and we have to put the letter.
Those are the ones you've used?
Yes, those ones we've used. Those states we've used so far. I want to use New York, but I got to come up with a good name for it. Based on the. Shit, I've lost the window. There it is. Sincerely, I don't want to say needy in New York. I want to use something else.
Well, he got arrested for blasphemy, right?
Yeah. Do we have any states that start with a B?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Nervous in New York?
Nervous in New York. There we go. Nervous in New York. Perfect.
But nobody from New York would ever commit blasphemy. That's just ridiculous.
Nervous in New York.
I thought we were going for realism here.
All right. Now, Dear Nervous.
Your son is so fucked. The person formerly known as your son is probably missing his head at this point.
No, we gotta remember, this is Mr. Priestley's a Christian, and see the city or the We last week or last time we did this show, we gave Mr. Priestley his church. We finally gave him a church to call home. We called it the Church of the Last Revelation Supper and Disciples of the Priestly Giving Temple. That's what we named his church. Just so you're, you know, up to speed on that. Dear Nervous, let's go to, I'm going to go to evilbible.com, see if I can find something to... Excuse me.
I saw somebody on Facebook with the name Harlot Oscara.
Nice.
It's funny.
Well, they do have a thing in the Old Testament about death for blasphemy here. Leviticus 24, 10 through 16, but I don't want to use the whole line. But... I need something to basically that's going to use. He's going to use an excuse from the Bible to get him out of this predicament. What do you think would be a good one to use, Joe?
Something from the Bible to get.
Yeah, basically try to get him
out of Saudi jail.
Yeah, get him out of Saudi jail based on, you know, religion.
Is there any passages about remembering the ones we've lost? Didn't Jesus do something to the Philippines or something? Philistines?
To the Philippines? I was going to say, I don't remember hearing about the Philippines. The Philistines, yes, but not the Philippines. That'd be itself a surprise to the Filipino people.
Isn't the Philippines named after the people in the Bible?
I don't think so.
25 encouraging scripture verses for those who are grieving. Bible verses about death.
Oh! I got a better way. I got a better idea. Okay. Remember how a few months ago Pat Robertson was telling this woman, saying that this woman, it was better that her child died anyway, for some bullshit reason, to tell this other woman. Remember that? Let's go that route. Saying, well, it's probably better off that he dies there or something. From bullshit. Let's give him some. Let's get the most horrible advice to this woman. I'm sorry, but your son is considered to be dead now. You know,
he's sacrificing himself just like Jesus, near where Jesus was sacrificed.
Right, exactly. There you go. That's what I'm saying.
There's a book in the Bible called Philippians.
Is there? I don't think that's the way it's pronounced though. Philippians, I think it is.
Philippians.
Philippians?
Yeah, but come on.
I don't think it's pronounced
Europeans
that, though.
Europeans are going around the world. They find this cache of islands. They're like, what are we going to call it? Let's call it the Philippians.
Right.
I'm going to look up the...
Philippians, I think it's pronounced. I don't remember, to be honest.
What is the etymology of Philippians?
Oh, let's make your son gay. Let's make this woman, this person's son gay on top of it. He went over there and he's gay. Since we're doing the whole, that's part of the story that, one of the stories is this person that's gay that got stabbed. So let's add that. My son, who is gay, is currently on vacation in Saudi Arabia. Let's take it. You know what? Let's change this a little bit. He's not making fun of anything. He's just gay. Since homosexuality is a sin over there anyway. It was over in Saudi Arabia, and they found out he was gay. Let's see here. My son, who is... Let me just take this other light out. My son went on vacation to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. And they found out he was gay.
The morality police go after gay people too. So.
Yep. He was discovered by one of the Mutween police there and was charged with blasphemy. That's still blasphemy, right? They still consider that blasphemy?
Immorality, maybe?
Immorality. All right. Charge him with immorality. Okay. My son went on vacation to Saudi Arabia, and they found out he was and when he was there, and while he was there. They found out he was gay.
Okay, the Philippines are named after King Philip II of Spain.
Okay. See, I knew it wasn't for after the Bible.
But it's spelled almost exactly like the Bible.
Correlation does not equal causation, Joe. My son.
This is why we use the Google machine.
That's right. That's why we use both. My son went on vacation to Saudi Arabia, and while he was there, they found out he was gay. They found out twice in two different ways. This was discovered by one of the. Was discovered by one of the Mutween police there, and he was charged with immorality. What can I do to help him? Sincerely, Nervous in New York. Dear Nervous.
And Mr. Priestley is going to be like, well, he's gay, sacrifice him.
Yeah, he's gay. You know, the Bible doesn't like gay people anyway, for whatever reason. And you got that
off your hands.
Yeah, so he's dead, you know. Kissing goodbye. You know, you might as well just...
It's good that we're making this up. That's terrible.
I know. That's the best part about this. Dear Nervous, I'm sorry to inform you, but your son was already lost before he went over there. It says in I'm trying to find it. Da, 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 da. Oh, here we go. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result, suffered with themselves the penalty of they so richly deserved. When they refused to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their evil minds and let them do things they should never be done. Their lives have become full of wickedness, sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, fighting, deception, malicious behavior, and gossip. Actually, let me see if I can find a better one than that. I'm under murder in the Bible already. Here we go. Leviticus 20:13. All right. Okay, it says in Leviticus, if a man lies with a man as he lies. What the hell? I can type. Sure I can. Sorry to inform you, but your son was already lost before he went over there. It says in Leviticus 20:13, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them shall be put to death for their abominable deeds and have forfeited their lives. Now, what we've been trying to do is we try to find a supporting passage in the New Testament and an Old Testament passage. Can you find something in the New Testament, Joe?
About what?
What we've been talking about? About supporting the death.
Gays?
Yes, about supporting the death of the gays.
I can find that.
All right, thank you.
God damn it.
I'm sorry to inform you, but your son has already been lost before he went over there. It says in Leviticus 20:13, if a man lies with a male woman, I want to really turn the screws on this. I really want to turn the screws. I want to turn the screws on him, this guy, this poor woman, really bad. Because, you know, this is what Pat Robertson would do. So your son was considered a sinner in God's eyes and deserves what he gets while he is there. Do you have that other passage, Joe?
Yeah, I got a couple here. There's
which one you got?
There's Romans 1:26-27.
All right, hold on. 1:26-27. What the fuck? Goddamn computer. All right, here. Romans 1:26 and 27 from Romans 1, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the nature use of the woman, the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust towards one another, men with men working with what is unseemly and receiving in themselves and recompense in 27, Joe.
I just sent you in a message the English majority text version.
Okay.
Which is, might be a little bit easier to read.
Well, we're trying to stick to King James, actually, on this.
King James is the worst.
I know, that's why. That's exactly
awful.
I know it is. I know the King James is the most awful. That's why we're sticking with it.
Not awful as in, like, it's bad. It's bad because it's actually not a good translation.
Right, I know. That's why. I know it's a bad translation. But the thing is, a lot of Christians in this country, for whatever stupid fucking reason, they think the King James is the best version. So this is why I'm doing that. Well, it's the same word. It's the same word. Recompense. It's recompense. How do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I need to know how to spell. I need to know how to pronounce this. Akin, let's see here.
In King James, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10.
Yeah.
That's often held as a passage that might be addressing homosexuality.
Okay, hold on a second here. Oh, here's a little word here. YouTube will tell us.
Recompense.
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 Okay.
Recompense.
Recompense. Okay. Recompense. Recompense. Okay. Recompense. All right. I'm going to do this. Recompense. Actually, let me grab that.
And then 1 Timothy 1:9-10.
I don't need that many. Just one will be fine. Thanks.
Well, you pick which one you like because they all say something different.
Yeah. Well,
Timothy it says, for them that defile themselves with mankind.
What's the, what is that other one then?
I think the, that one's probably not as good as the other ones.
Which one do you think is the better? I'll go with this one. I'll go with Romans.
Yeah.
Let's just go with Romans. It's
keep it simple.
Yep. That's the KISS rule. Keep it simple. Your son is considered a sinner in God's eyes and deserves what he gets while he is there, according to Romans 1:26-27. Actually, at this point, in the midway point here, Mrs. Bueller would interject and say, would come up with some interjection here to, you know, kind of countermand why he would be saying this. Mr. Joel. that a bit harsh.
Now, Mr. Priestley, that may be a bit harsh. Let us think instead about the people who are talking about you at work.
Yeah, I just got, isn't that a bit harsh to say that? No, Mr. Joel. Her son is considered to be a sinner in God's eyes and deserves what he gets. Holy crap. Okay. All right. Here. Joel.
Yes.
Okay. This is what I've got so far. All right. Okay. What do we have tonight, Mr. Joel? You read, Dear Mr. Priestley, my son went on vacation to Saudi Arabia, and while he was there, they found out he was gay. Period.
Mutawin.
This was discovered. I got to fix this here.
Mutawin.
This was discovered by one of the Mutawin police there. And he was charged with immorality. What can I do to help him? Sincerely, Nervous in New York. Dear Nervous, I'm sorry to inform you, but your son was already lost before he went over there. It says in Leviticus 20:13, if a man lies with a male as a woman, both of them shall be put to death for their abominable deeds. They have forfeited their lives. This is where you break in. You say, Mr. Joel, isn't that a bit harsh to say that? No, Mr. Joel, her son is considered to be a sinner in God's eyes and deserves what he gets while he is there. According to Romans 1:26-27, for this cause gave them up unto vile affections, for their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust. One towards another, men with men working with which is unseemly, and receiving them in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Now, what we do for the last part here is we usually take and we find a. You've ever seen? If you go to Google, and you type in weird church signs, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it literally comes and then hit the image button. You get these bizarre church signs like, let me see if I can pull one
up. I love church signs.
Yeah. Let me get the
There's church sign generators on there. You can make your own.
Yeah, I know. We're not doing that though.
Packard Sonic is the devil.
Where is it? I thought I had it in here. Where the hell is it? Well, that's fucking bizarre. All right, never mind. I'll just...
There is no Packard Sonic in the rectum. What were you looking for?
Weird church signs, stuff that's, you know, people have already put up real ones, like the most powerful position is on your knees.
Right. You just do a Google image search.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. We just got to try to pick one out now. Huh. We need one that's going to kind of fit the rest of the storyline here.
Staying in bed shouting, "Oh God," does not constitute going to church.
Let's see here. Choose the bread of life or you are toast. What part of thou shalt not don't you understand?
God expects spiritual fruit, not religious nuts. Yep. In bed.
In bed. Life stinks. We have a pew for you. Because we always say, remember, boys and girls, and because he thinks he's talking to his flock.
Now is a good time to visit. Our pastor is on vacation.
Yeah. There's one on there. You'll come across it. It'll say this, and I say it pretty much at every staff meeting. It says, "Our prayers are with the black family." That one just rolls me every time.
Okay.
It's just so funny. It's like, why would you put that on a thing?
Oh, why would you put it on there? I thought you were like,
no, that's what
funny. They're making fun of black people.
No, that's what it says. That's exactly what it says. It says on the church sign. It says,
"It's just ridiculous that they put that up."
Right. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Okay.
You can't enter heaven unless Jesus enters you.
We did that one already.
Damn it. Hipster Jesus loved you before you were cool.
Let's see here.
I kissed a girl and I liked it, then I went to hell.
Yeah. We need something that's going to go along with the storyline, though, here.
Honk if you love Jesus. Text while driving if you want to meet him.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm looking at that one now. Whoever stole our AC units, keep one. It's going to be hot where you're going. Let's see.
iPod, iPad, try iPray.
Yeah. Oh, hey, there's one right below it here. On it says, "Gay is not okay." I don't want to do that one, though.
Stop, drop, and roll won't work in hell.
Lent is just not for belly buttons. Not.
Don't make me come down there, dash God.
Yeah. Jesus said, "Bring me that ass."
To err is human, to R is pirate.
Yeah. George Zurin, Jury White, supported racism. Jury supported white racism. Love Satan, our ruler. Let's see here. A loose tongue often gets into a tight place.
Do you want a church sign that?
Yeah, this is.
Has to do with gay people?
Maybe. Eat the devil's corn, you will choke on his cob.
I
We truly regret that gay marriage attacks the sanctity of your fourth marriage.
I don't see Mr. Priestley saying that one here.
Jesus had two dads and he turned out okay.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Wait, like that. Really?
Yeah, I like that one. That's good. Remember, boys and girls. He turned out okay or came out okay?
Turned out okay. I just sent a picture to you.
That's all right. I misspelled girls, of course. All right. Remember, boys and girls, Jesus had two dads and he turned out okay. Because it's an unfortunate church sign, you know, unfortunate church, unfortunate thing he does. Okay, I'm going to go through this one more time because I want you to help me here, Joe.
Okay.
Okay, you got to listen kind of carefully here. Dear Mr. Priestley, my son, and I want you to help me figure out, you know, if we can fix the way it's saying it or whatever, okay? It's already 10 o'clock. I have to get to bed because I got to get up early in the morning because I'm starting my new run on my new route in the morning. So I got to get going here. What do we have tonight, Mr. Joel? And then you read, Dear Mr. Priestley, my son went on vacation to Saudi Arabia, and while he was there, they found out he was gay. This was discovered by one of the Matween police there, and he was charged with immorality. What can I do to help him? Sincerely, Nervous in New York. Dear Nervous, I'm sorry to inform you that your son was already lost before he went over there. It says in Leviticus 20:13, if a man lies with a woman, blah, 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 blah. And you say, Mr. And you'll say, your line will be, isn't that a bit harsh to say that? No, Mr. Joel, her son is considered to be a sinner in God's eyes and deserves what he gets while he is there. According to Romans, blah, 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 blah. And remember, boys and girls, Jesus had two dads, and he turned out okay. Okay. So, does that sound okay to you? Or is there anything that could be tightened up?
The church sign kind of contradicts the message.
Right. I know. That's the whole point. That's,
oh, okay.
Yeah. See, we're, right.
If that's the point, then okay.
Yeah, we're kind of fucking with him a little bit here too. So.
All right.
So that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds fine.
All right. Good. All right. Then I'm going to bring the recording to a close. Then. We're almost at 2 hours now. I want to thank everybody that came to the chat room, or well, not the chat room, at least to the to Periscope here, and was watching us. We normally don't do this on Mondays. This is a off show. But if you want to help support the show, go to facebook.com/PackardPokesAt. Hit the like button. Follow us on Twitter. That's at PackardPokesAt on Twitter as well. And you can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you're already listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher, well, then you already know where the hell we are. So, but you can also support the show over by going to cafepress.com and go to cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt and buy a shirt. Or you can go to patreon.com/PackardPokesAt and you can donate as little as a dollar once a month to the show. It'll really help us out.
Yay.
So, we'll be seeing you. Joe and I will be on this Wednesday. So, we'll see you then.
Adios.
Adios.